ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानातिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नाम श्रेष्ठं मनमपि शचीपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्याग्रजमुरुपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितकृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता शिवशाखान्वितांश्च। Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Continuing the subject of Tirthas in relation to the name of Lord Vishnu, Tirthakar, one who makes Tirthas or one who has Tirthas in his hand. So, sitting here in one place, discussing this, we can remember so many holy places. Vrindavan Dham, which, as I plan to discuss later, is a dham, not technically a tirtha, though from our point of view, it is also. Anyway, I'll discuss that. We think of Vrindavan, Mayapur, Guruvayur, Srirangam, Tirupati, Udupi, Puri, all these places. Especially if we've visited those places within this lifetime, we remember and we feel very happy just to think of that. Think of those places. The atmosphere, everything about it, the mood of devotion. And Ganga, Yamuna, Narmada, all these rivers, we feel very happy just to mention them. We have a virtual visit. I made one book from the Back to Godhead articles about on pilgrimage in holy India. And nowadays on YouTube, you can go wherever you like. Sitting wherever you are, you can go wherever you like, or at least all the places that have been covered in by YouTube. So certainly the four dhams must have been covered. I haven't gone for a virtual tour of the four dhams. What are the four dhams? There are two four dhams, and Badrinath, Kedarnath, Yamunotri, Gangotri. They're also called Chardham, but more famous are Badrinath, which is again one of them, Rameshwaram, Dwarka, and Puri. So you can go. Actually, I did a series of videos which I haven't looked at, the final version. Of those four dhams, actually. Although I didn't go to Badrinath that time to do it. Somehow or other it was done without me going there. Only got as far as Haridwar that time. So like this, you can go on YouTube and sit at home or wherever you are, comfortably. But it's not the same as going. Nowadays people live on the internet, isn't it? Almost. Last night I watched for a little time after the drama we had here. I watched for a little time Gauranga Prabhu giving a class. He'd already been on for more than 2 hours, live class in Hindi from Chopati. I was thinking it must be packed, and then I thought, no, it won't be packed because it's shut down, locked down. So he was giving a talk on Ramalila. But it's not exactly the same as being there live. So we hear Ram Lila, we have the drama of Ram Lila, and we want to go and enter that, actually, really. That's what the Tirthas are offering us, to cross over. Or in the Dham, we can be right there. I'll speak about that later, Krishna willing. It's not exactly the same. On the screen you can see, but you can't feel the atmosphere in the same way. And there's the sounds, the sights, the smells, the whole atmosphere of devotion. You won't get that exactly. So the real thing is to go there and do it. Srila Prabhupada, he famously spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. In the last days of his pastimes that we saw, he expressed a desire that I'd like to visit the holy places of India. Devotees can take me. We'll travel. And you don't tell me anything about management, and we'll travel. Srila Prabhupada's physical condition from the material point of view was not suitable for that. So the first stop was supposed to be Govardhan, but then it got cancelled because of Srila Prabhupada's physical condition, quote unquote. He was enacting the pastimes of being sick, and just after that, within 2 days, he passed away from our mortal vision. But he also expressed a desire to go and visit these holy places, and of course he had done. Previously, he used to live at Prayag, which is a holy place, famous holy place. He had a pharmacy called Prayag Pharmacy. That was the name he gave to it. He also lived in Calcutta. Calcutta's a holy place, right? Where Prabhupada was born. Kalighat. That's holy? Well, it's Kalighat. It's on the bank of the Ganga. A lot of slaughter's been going on there. But on the bank of the Ganga, holy place. So virtually all of India's holy because someone at some point, either Ram went or Ram Bhaktas have purified the earth, Krishna Bhaktas, everywhere there's been kirtan. So the whole land is purified. And apart from all these famous tirthas that we're talking about, there are others which are not well known. That could be the subject of a massive study. I didn't know one person couldn't do it. The lesser known tirthas. Just like here at the exactly at the other end of the city, we have Ayodhya Patanam? Ayodhya Patanam. Yeah, which is Ayodhya. And then Patanam means like that town. So that's also a place of Ram Lila. I can't remember exactly what it is. He came there. Something happened. I can't remember exactly. If he came there, that's enough. Something happened. But there's some pastime, something there. And the Ram temple is there. And there is so many places all over India like that. In Gujarat, we're traveling someplace to another, and someone said, oh, there's a place of Ram Leela here. And, really? I never heard of it. I went there and I never heard Ram came to Gujarat. But so, there you are. So we went, we stopped, we took darshan. So the whole of the land is sanctified by the touch of the Lord's lotus feet and the devotees' lotus feet and the faith of the people in the Lord. They like to visit these places and it's not the same. Just talking about it, hearing about it, seeing it on YouTube, reading about it. The real thing is to go and do it. And that's really a fact with everything, even materially. There's a difference between watching, I don't think I ever watched a cricket match in my life, but most of you have. So there's a difference between watching it on TV and actually being there, isn't it? In the stadium with all people cheering and this and that. There's a difference. So even materially, there's a difference between licking the bottle of honey from the outside and opening the pot of honey and picking up the spoon and putting the spoon in and tasting it. Now, a couple of days ago, I'd mentioned some quotes from Prabhupada's books which came to my mind, which hadn't come previously when I was preparing these talks. I'll read from there. I was talking about how Srila Prabhupada, while in some places in his books very much recommending going to holy places, but in some purports, he mentions that preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world is more important. So, one purport from Srila Prabhupada's rendition of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 16, text 64, concerning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling Nityananda, don't come and see me. Don't come and see me. You have to stay in Bengal and preach. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport, in one of the purports in this section, writes, one who is a faithful servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must execute his order even if one has to sacrifice going to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Jagannath there. In other words, it is a greater fortune to carry out Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order than to satisfy one's senses by seeing Lord Jagannath. We shouldn't try to satisfy our senses. That's true materially, but spiritually the senses can be satisfied by seeing Lord Jagannath. It's not a material thing to want to have darshan of Lord Jagannath, but even that, it's not exactly sense gratification, although the same language is used. One shouldn't, well, he doesn't say one shouldn't satisfy one's senses by seeing Lord Jagannath, but Srila Prabhupada says it's more important to take the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach all over the world. So even that sense gratification is desirable. If we want to see the Lord, not for our own person, it's not a material thing. And even if it's material, that will be converted to spiritual. Just came to my mind some years ago, at Bhaktivedanta Manor in London, my father visited there with his wife, my stepmother, and she'd never been to a Krishna temple. And the Sunday, and this every day, the beautiful dressing of Radha Gokulananda, on Sunday they do even more elaborately. And she came, and she didn't know anything about Krishna consciousness. And, oh, how beautiful! She appreciated. So that appreciation, it's not the appreciation of a pure devotee who premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santasa daiva hridayeshu viloke yanti yang shyama sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindamadi purusham tam hambhajami. Pure devotee doesn't need to go to the temple to see the Lord because he always sees the beautiful form of shyama sundar, spiritual form within his heart, because his eyes are anointed with the salve of pure love. That doesn't mean he doesn't go to the temple, like this rascal Asharam once said, that he made up some story that once Vital in Pandapur, that as usual, daily Tukaram came for darshan, and one day Vital told Tukaram, oh, you don't have to come anymore. Well, why? And now you're self-realized. You and I are the same. You became me. So that's not like that. So anyway, this lady, this stepmother, she said, oh, how beautiful. So her appreciation of beauty is not on the level of a fully realized transcendentalist. For sure. But that appreciation is accepted by Krishna. There may be other people also. Well, I can remember myself, the first time I went to the temple, the deities themselves didn't, it wasn't so impressive on me. And one time at Bhaktivedanta Manor also, one man came, he was called from outside to do some electrical work or something, I can't remember, some kind of what we'd call mystery work. Electrical or plumbing or something. So I brought him into the temple, asked him to take his shoes off, which was very unusual for him. He couldn't understand that at all. And then he came in the temple and he saw it. Oh, so beautiful. The chandeliers, wall, painting, everything. He said, he mentioned everything except the deities. Somehow he just didn't see. And I said, there's the deities also. So he saw everything but not the deities. And then he saw them. So sense gratification, the perfection of sight is to see what? Who? Akshno Father. Does anyone know that verse? The perfection of the eyes is to see the devotee of Krishna. In that particular verse it's stated. The perfection, in one place Srila Prabhupada says, the perfection of the tongue is to enjoy Krishna Prasada. But that's a different kind of enjoyment too. That of a materialist who enjoys food for his sense gratification. Esha Krishna Ashadilo, that we've, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The present, the enjoyment is the enjoyment of thinking, this is Krishna's prasadam. Ek din shantipare prabhu advaitara gare dui prabhu bhojane bhashava shakkari ashadan prabhu bole bhaktagon esha Krishna ashadilo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda one day at the house of Advaita in Shantipur, they sat to take prasad and they served shak, which is very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He liked so much the shak. And even in Chaitanya Bhagavat it's mentioned so many varieties of shak. And if you take this one you get this result, another one you get another result. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to all the devotees, Krishna has eaten this. In my mind also, it's some memory. Actually it happened several times, but almost every time actually. Again, Bhaktivedanta Manor. Then one evening after the Mahaprasad comes out about 9 o'clock. It's very opulent. Puris, sabjis, and so many things. So during the week there weren't many devotees staying there. They'd go out on traveling sankirtan. I was on lockdown. I was in the temple. And Janananda was there also. And he'd give him some prasadam, some puri. And say, this is prasadam. It's just with his eyes very bright, relishing. This is prasadam. This is not ordinary food. So we should satisfy our senses in Krishna consciousness. Several times also Prabhupada he spoke about, just like in, I believe it's in the Tadvag Visargo Janataga Viplava, that verse in the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about rich men, they should sponsor festivals in which people can join it with melodious music, the kirtan should be pleasing music. Like this, he gives the idea that especially I see in Prabhupada's early writings, he would say how the kirtan should be very melodious like that. Maybe he gave up later with his Western devotees who, it was almost like a competition to see who could, what we call in English the wampas, the jaja, who could smash most of them. Kalyapani, as we use, he was the champion for. And then smash. That was enthusiastic kirtan, but not so melodious. So, continuing from this purport, preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult throughout the world is more important than staying in Vrindavan or Jagannath Puri for one's own personal satisfaction. And many times Prabhupada said this. Many times that the sahajiyas who just want to stay in Vrindavan, they don't go out for preaching. But on the other hand, he did want devotees to stay in Vrindavan. For what? For preaching. He said that there should be, at that time he said there should be a few devotees, they should all be like the six Goswamis. They should be very strict, very ideal, so that the people of Vrindavan can see this is the level. He told Burijan Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada told Burijan Prabhu that you preach for 10 years, then you go and live in Vrindavan. He didn't tell him to stop preaching, but he said, you preach in different places, then you go and live in Vrindavan. So it's not that staying in Vrindavan is banned by any means, but we should remember, even in Vrindavan, that temple there, Srila Prabhupada established for preaching, especially to make the point that Gaur Nithai are none different from Krishna. They are Krishna and Balaram. the Brijendra Nandan Jesha Chishu Tohilo She Balaram Ohilo Nithai. To establish that point. For various reasons in various places, Srila Prabhupada is said why he established that temple. So, continuing this purport, spreading Krishna consciousness is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Therefore, his sincere devotees must carry out his desire. Because I was asking 2 days ago that why, if we should live in Vrindavan, what are we doing here? Why here? Why don't we all go and live in Vrindavan? Because we have to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. Srila Prabhupada brought Vrindavan all over the world. He didn't leave Vrindavan. And also, Srila Prabhupada, he created Vrindavan all over the world by making temples where the atmosphere should be just like that of Vrindavan, where everyone is cooperating to serve Krishna. Krishna is the center. And in that way, the temples of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, they should be non-different from Vrindavan. Still, Vrindavan, which is demarcated as a particular area in Uttar Pradesh, in India, to our mortal vision, that Bhuma Vrindavan, Vrindavan, the spiritual world manifested on this earth, it has its specialty also. The temples that Srila Prabhupada established all over the world, they are Vrindavan in as much or to the extent that devotees fully engage themselves without any personal motive in serving Krishna there, putting Krishna fully in the center. So the temples are Vrindavan. At the same time, it's a chintya bhedabhed. They're the same and different also. So, continuing reading from this purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes, Prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram shabrata prachar hoibe moranam. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya must preach Krishna consciousness in every village and town in the world. That will satisfy the Lord. It is not that one should act whimsically for his own personal satisfaction. And here Srila Prabhupada is including acting whimsically for one's own personal satisfaction. The desire just to stay in Vrindavan for one's own spiritual benefit without seeing the spiritual benefit of others. So we can understand that living in Vrindavan is very good, but the attitude should be proper. If we have the order to live there, if we have the order to preach Krishna consciousness in different parts of the world, we should fulfill that. It is not that one should act whimsically for his own personal satisfaction. This order comes down through the parampara system. And the spiritual master presents these orders to the disciples so that he can spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is the duty of every disciple to carry out the order of the bona fide spiritual master and spread Lord Chaitanya's message all over the world. Oh, sorry, then another quote from Srila Prabhupada's commentary on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is from Antilila, chapter 4, text 144. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotional cult teaches one not to sit down in one place, but to spread the devotional cult all over the world. The Lord dispatched Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami to Vrindavan to excavate and renovate the holy places and from there establish the cult of bhakti. Therefore, Vrindavan was given to Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami as their place of residence. Similarly, everyone in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotional cult should accept the words of the spiritual master and thus spread the Krishna consciousness movement. They should go everywhere to all parts of the world, accepting those places as their Prabhudatta Desha, the places of residence given by the spiritual master or Lord Krishna. The spiritual master is the representative of Lord Krishna. Therefore, one who has carried out the orders of the spiritual master is understood to have carried out the orders of Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to spread the bhakti cult all over the world, prithivi te ache jatanagaradi gram. Therefore, devotees in the line of Krishna consciousness must go to different parts of the world and preach as ordered by the spiritual master. That will satisfy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another point from the lecture 2 days ago, I spoke about how devotees visiting, or pilgrims visiting the holy places, they feel connected with an ancient tradition, realizing that for generations, for centuries, people are visiting these holy places and doing the same thing as done. Purvai Purvataram Purvatara Kritam, as was done previously. They're following a tradition. Another point about that is that in Haridwar and some other places also, then people will go and they'll meet the local Purohit, Tirtha Purohit, and they'll ask their name and their father's name, and then the Purohit will go. He has so many records going back literally hundreds of years. They'll find out, oh yes, your father came here on such and such a date, your grandfather came here on such and such a date, your great grandfather. So generation by generation they keep the records of the, and in this way they act as the family Purohit and they act as genealogists. I don't know what the word is in Tamil, sorry, if there is any such word. They act as genealogists means they can tell you your whole lineage going back generations. So that's so literally connects you to the past like that. Hare Krishna. More tomorrow if Krishna wills.